We're going to study the Maharal in Sefer Derech Chaim on Avos, who explains the whole point of the Nisyonos, the tests that Avraham Avinu was to endure. And of course, the ultimate test, the height of all of the Nisyonos, the zenith was reached with the Akedah, Kedas Yitzchak. The Mishnah in Avos says, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham. Avraham was tested with 10 tests, 10 Nisyonos, Va'amad Bekulam, and prevailed in all of these tests. Lahodia, to tell, for it to be known, Kama Chibaso Shel Avraham Avinu, how great he loved and was therefore committed to Hashem with such a passionate love that no matter what the obstacle, though no matter what the challenge, he would be able to overcome the challenge because he was driven by this overwhelming love for the Almighty. Now, it's interesting that the Mishnah says Lahodia, that is to inform, to let it be known, Kama Chibaso Shel Avraham Avinu. And what we see is that that word appears after the Nisyonos, Ata Yodati Kirei Elokimato. So it's not as if we can just simply say, yeah, Lahodia means that we should know how much that love of Avraham Avinu passionately drove him to overcome any challenge. It's more than that. We're going to see that it's Lahodia. It is to let it be known to the world. And then, even that it be known, so to speak, we have to understand what it means, because our Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows without testing Avraham Avinu, but that it be made clear even before the Almighty. And we will see what the point of that is, where the Maharal explains that as well. So it's Lahodia to us, to the Umos HaOlam, to the Satan, and Lahodia, so that we can reach that point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata Yodati Ki Yirei Elokimata. Now it's with me. Now it's mine. Not just Hashem says, I know, because of course Hashem knows. It means now it's been realized. Not in theory, but in actuality. Let's see the Maharal. Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Yesh Lishol. We have to ask, Lama Nisnasa Avraham Yosem Yitzchak V'Yaakov? Why is it that these tests are all about Avraham Avinu's life, more so than Yitzchak and Yaakov? V'afshem Atzonu Kigam Yitzchak V'Yaakov Nisnasu Kedi Yisra B'Perek Chelek. Gemara says they were tested as well. Mikamakam Lametzinu Beferush Rak Eitzel Avraham, where the Torah says, and Avraham was tested. That's only Avraham, where the Torah expressly says he's being tested. And he was tested again and again. V'od kasha ma'inyin hanisayon. For what purpose is he tested? Ki hu yisbarach, God himself, blessed Hashem, yodea hakol. He knows. He knows what Avraham is made up of. He knows the chiba of Avraham. He knows that Avraham will pass the tests. Lamet sorach lenasos es hatzadik. Why does he have to be tested? And so what we're going to see is an answer to why Avraham is tested, and an answer to why many righteous people are tested. Good people all around us, including us, why we are tested. Yesh lecha l'das, you should know, ki hanisayon, shakadosh baruch hu menase es hatzadik, kedei sheyeh nimtza tzedkaso bepoel, nigla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the righteous so that all that is good and powerfully righteous should be actualized openly. V'lo shehi etzadik nistar. Not that it be hidden and that the righteousness not come to the fore. V'lo hayaroi Avraham l'chol hama'elos asher nosen Hashem Yisbarach elav. All of the virtues that Avraham Avinu was blessed with and that he becomes the father of the nation of Israel, these are all his rak ka'asher hayanimtza tzidkasa b'poel. That only could be and only could happen once his righteousness comes out into the open and is actualized in the real world. And that's why, when discussing the Nisayon and telling us that he was tested, the name of Hashem is Ha'Elohim Nisa Es Avraham. V'loksiv Yudke Vavke. V'loksiv Hashem Nisa Es Avraham. Ki ha'Nisayon hu sherotza Hashem Yisbarach shetihya hayediya b'tzitkaso shel Avraham b'midas hadin. Midas hadin means it's right and just for Avram to have all the blessings and opportunities, and being the father of a nation, it's all deserved. Well, that can only happen if we can see, as one would say, evidence in court. It cannot happen if not for Midas Hadin. Leib Midas Arachamim. Because in Midas Arachamim you say, well, you know, why Avram? You want to be nice and merciful and say, people who are not so good, but let them have an opportunity. So then Midas Arachamim would say, give those opportunities to others. Vein hayedia b'midas hadin, rak kasha nimtza nigla b'poel, legamre. V'az hayedia b'tzitkaso hu b'midas hadin. Because in a real world, you have to say, what is it about Avraham Avinu? Show me. Then we can understand why he's blessed with the opportunities and with the position and the status with which he was granted. Now that, therefore, is good for him. So that's why he, Avraham, was being tested, because it needs to come out, it needs to come into the vision and view openly of the world, so that there is no question as to why he is granted the place, the position, as the father of the great chosen nation that he was granted. Because what does it mean? God knows? Of course God knows. It means, pirish ata yodati b'midas adin legamri. Now it's been actualized. Now it's seen. It's been realized. Ki yirei l'kimato. Ze Amram b'Medrash. That's why the Medrash quoted by Rashi says, "Atu yadati la hashiv l'satan al umay sa'olam hamekatrigin alecha." Now it can be known by the nations of the world who argue and prosecute and say, "Mahi achiba sheyesh lecha." They don't know that this love you have, and they don't know that this passion you have for mitzvahs and for the word of Hashem. They don't know it, now they know it. Shezachra ha-satan v'umas ha-olam. This Rashi, the Medrash, mentions the satan and umas ha-olam because they stand against Israel and against the father of our nation and say, why? M'pnei she-Hashem yisbarach ma'abed ha-umas b'pnei Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the nations to succumb in the war of the kings. Avimelech has to forge a treaty, otherwise he fears for his own nation. And then the children of Avraham conquer all of the Canaanite kings. Ulefichach hasatan v'umos mekatrigim b'midas hadin. Lama davar ze la'abed es umos m'pnei Avraham. Why are all these nations ultimately to fall to Avraham and to Avraham's children? V'hem mekatrigim b'midas hadin. Their arguments are not, you know, you want to be merciful to him? Of course, you can be merciful to us. But no, you're saying that it's just and correct for Avraham to be who he becomes, and that his children become the Am Segula? Why? The answer can be provided with Midas Hadin and say it's just and proper. The test, and that he lives up to the test in actuality, brings it out for all to see. It becomes realized. It becomes a fact of this world. Ad shadavar nimtza bepoel agamri. So his greatness is, not in theory, but manifests. And then therefore his greatness and his position as the leader of a nation and of all men can manifest. V'davar shehu nimtza bepoel agamri yesh tshuva aflu midas hadin. So first of all, it's yediyah for the whole world, for the satan, for the umas ha'olam. And now he's going to say that Avram is also deserving that the world should be created, because there will be Avraham and there will be Yisrael. As we learn in Parshas Bereishis, when the Torah says, Behi Baram, and the Medrash says that it's letters, the Avraham. Umeachashi Iker Hanisoyon, Hazel Lahotzi El Perl Enigla Tzitkas Atzadik, Haya Avraham Befrat Ro'il Nisoyon, he is the most worthy of the Nisoyon. Ki Hador Shehaya by Avraham Kulai Taihu Vachashach Shlahaya Behem Mitzius. There was nothing deserving. There was nothing of redeeming value in the generation of Avram. It was 10 generations since the Mabul, and it was time for, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised that there wouldn't be a Mabul, it was time for something to happen, because there were no righteous people and there was rampant Avodah Zarah. V'hu yisbarach rotza sheyiyah Avram haschalas or hametzius ba'olam. This is a new beginning. The Maharal says this is where the world now is justified. The whole world and the fact that the world was created is justified. Without Avram Avinu, why is there a world? For what? For what kind of people? For Nimrod? For whom? That's not the will of Hashem, that the world exist and be populated by the Nimrods of the world and by the Amraphels and the Melech's domes. No. Only so that there can be finally a metzius, that means a presence in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors. Ubezeshin is nasa Avram basar nisyonis v'yotzit tzitkasa lepoya legamri haya Avram or hametzius. And that's why he is tested, the Maharal says, with asara nisyonos. And these asara nisyonos actually match up to the asara mamaros shebehem nivra ha'olam. Because 10 is that complete world, as commanded with Asara Mamaros. He is tested with Asara Nisyonos, because it is a world created for the likes of Avraham and his descendants. To show this, the 10 Nisyonos prove and show, validate, if you will. Ah, this is now a world that was duly and properly, intelligently created, because there is an Avraham, and there will be B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in this world. Now, he goes on to quote a Medrash. We're going to turn the page. And in the course of discussing how Avraham was tested, the Medrash, yes?
Does the 10 also correlate to the 10 Makos?
Yes, absolutely. And the Maharal says as much. The Maharal will go on in the continuation of this very same Perish in Derech Chaim on this Mishnah. The next discussion is going to be the Eser Makos. And the Eser Makos are only what you would expect. If Avram Avinu is Misgaber over Teva, naturally you wouldn't be able to bring your son up at the Akedah. But he supernaturally is able to somehow say, I'm not going to go with nature, I'm going to go above and beyond what's natural for a human being. And does so 10 times. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for your children, I will do that 10 times as well. The Maharal says that further on, not in these pages, but further on, in this very same Sefer Derech Chaim. So, on the reverse side, the Medrash on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nosata l'Reyecha Neis l'Hisnoises Mipnei Koshet Selo, that you created Nisim so that more Nisim will yet occur with Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there the explanation is Mipnei Koshet Selo. Koshet means truth, but Koshet also means something you adorn yourself with. The Medrash says that it's an adornment of Midas Adin. And that's from where the Maharal derived his point about how in Din you have to actualize the potential of Avram Avinu and not just have it sit latent somewhere in his heart or in his conscience. Now, as we go on, in this Medrash, the Medrash on the Pasuk Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, V'rasha V'ohev Chamos Sona Nafshoi. Hashem tests the Tzadik, the wicked. The wicked ones and the Ohev Chamas, people who are in favor of theft, son of Nafsho, they're hated by God. But the Tzaddik is tested. So David HaMelech is saying that those who he loves, he tests. And the Medrash goes on to describe three types of Nisyonos, or three reasons to be Menasa the righteous, with completely different rationales in each, as the Maral is going to explain. Because the Medrash simply puts out three mashalim, three parables or examples of choosing to favor one item over another, or test one item over another. Let's see it inside. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan V'Rosha V'Ohev Chamas Son Anafshei. Hayoitzer Hazeh, a potter who creates beautiful jugs and vases and pitchers. Einoy makish al kankanim miru'aim. He's not going to bang the poor, the bad, the poorly fashioned jugs. She'einu maspik lahakish ad shehu shayvran, because he knows they'll break. Rak hu bode kankanim yafim. He tests and shows his wares by hitting against those that are good and strong. Shafilu makish aleim, come upon him. Eino shavram. They won't break. They make out a beautiful sound. It shows how well constructed and how well formed they are. Next example. Hapishtani hazeh, someone who is preparing flax to create linen. Kozman shemak shalem, pishtani nasi yofa. He beats the wad of flax fibers to clean them. Kach eina kodesh baruch menasa el hatzadikim. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Menasa, the Tzaddikim, tests the Tzaddikim. So we have the potter who's testing and showing the good jugs that he bangs against them and they ring out clear and loud and won't break. And then the Pishtani, the man who's preparing the flax before he is going to spin it, he paddles it. So impurities, beats it and paddles it so the impurities fall away. That's the second mashal. And now comes the third. Mashal abalabais yeshlo shtei paros. Someone who has two oxen. Achas kocha rav, achas kocha yafa. One is weak, one is strong. Almi noisenes ha'ol. On which of the two does he place the yoke? Lo yaloise shekocha yafa. Won't he put the yoke and burden on the strong ox? Kacha kodesh baruch hu ein menasa el atzadikim. Adkan Hamedr. So you have three mashalim, and it's obvious that you don't need three, but there's a point to each, and that's what the Maral is about to explain. Upirish Hamedrish. Skip just those two, three lines. Upirish Hamedrish. The explanation is Shahakasuf Omer Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. The Pasuk says that God tests the righteous. The Mashma Shadafke Hatzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa also. Specifically the righteous. Those are the ones Hashem tests. Ulakach hevim mesholim sheroi dafka shehiye menasa hatzadik. So these are three mesholim with three different reasons why specifically the righteous man or woman is the one tested. Ki anisayin hu al gimel panim. Because it can be for one of three reasons. And in some tzaddikim, two or maybe all three reasons. Number one. Ha'echad. Mitzad midas hadin, as we saw earlier. To bring out his complete fealty and love of Hashem, his righteousness should become actualized. It shouldn't merely be potential. You're not going to bring out righteousness from the Rasha. He will fail. He will not rise up to the challenge, and he will fail. So you can't test the tzaddik. Excuse me, you can't test the Russia to bring out potential. The potential isn't there. V'im yesh ba'tzitkus ma'at, If there's a little righteousness, there's no more to bring out. Where some are going to break if he strikes them. Those where he knows you strike those kankanim, they're going to shatter. Kasher makish aleim. Einoi makish aleim klal. They're not the ones that he strikes, so that the Russia is not tested at all. Aval osam she'evshe she'yiyu amdim v'lo yishbru. Hu makish or lo yishoveru. Hu makish aleim. Those are the ones that he strikes and brings out from them their beauty that's potential actualized. And of course, that also means that then, if they are tzaddikim in midas hadin, then all kinds of good things can happen for their sake now, because it has been proven that they are deserving. Second kind of nisayon, v'yesh od nisayon, shakadosh baruch hu menase es hatzadik. Shemevi alav yisurin shel ahava. The tzaddik is tested for HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to bring upon him pains that show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. L'marek also, and now cleanses him further and brings out even more tzidkis and refines the person's soul yet more al yidei yisurin. L'zachech nafshoi, to purify this person's soul. V'heim nikroim yisurin shel ahava. V'gam zeh lo shayach rak b'tzadik. Yisurin shel ahava, meaning the painful experiences because Hashem loves you and wants to make you come closer to Him yet and be purest of all of your possible levels of purity. That is only for a tzadik. Because Baruch Hu has no interest in purifying the Russia. The Russia has to do tshuva. First, let the Russia become righteous. This is rak b'tzadik. Hashem is baruch chafetz lezachech es nafsho. Hashem wants to make his nefesh higher and more pure. K'meshi is bar b'inyan yisurin shel ahava b'nesiv asaylam. Ulekach maybe rai min hapishtoni. That's the man who's preparing flax. Zeh she'eino kotish rak hapishton. It's specifically the pishton, flax, which is going to create the finest linen. It's going to ultimately be creating the finest of all cloth. But to make it clean and white, it needs to be beaten. It needs to be made pure. Shehu yafeh. That way it will become beautiful and bright. Mepnei shehu makeh alav, because he strikes it, na'as alavan v'tzach, becomes white and bright and clear. But kach, kasher boin yisurin ala tzadik, na'as en nafsho zocho v'tohoira. V'tohoira, it becomes clear and cleansed and pure. The nefesh of the tzaddik becomes yet more tahor and is going to reach a level of purity unimaginable without this extra measure of bringing him down, causing him to be contrite, bringing him closer to Hashem, turning to Hashem more, trusting in Hashem more. All of that which can happen when we are shown Yisurin Shel Ahava. V'yesh l'cha l'havan ha-mashal hazeh shehu mashal nichbad ma'od. The mashal of the Pishtani is very sophisticated. And that's why specifically Pishtan is chosen, because it was the finest of, and still is today, the finest of material linen. That's two. One, to bring out in Midas HaDin the deserve of the Tzaddik. Two, to purify him with Yisurin Shel Ahava. Three, there's a third mashal, which was of two oxen, and which of the two should be made to bear the yoke? The one that's strongest. Or maybe old mashal, l'mish yesh lo shtei paros, someone who has two oxen. Ki l'fa'amim bo'in Yisurin v'nisoyin ala tzadik ka'asher Hashem Yisbaruch rotze l'hovi gzeros ro'os al ha'olam. When there is a reason for the world having to be brought down, at least be made to suffer a certain amount of suffering, a certain degree of pain. It may not be that the people who suffer most are the ones who deserve that this suffering be shared with an uneven burden by them, who may be al hatzadik, but it's brought upon the tzadik shehu soivel hagzeira. The tzadik bears that decree bishvil kol ha'olam, for the sake of the rest of the world. K'meisha mitzonu eitzel Yecheskel, as we find in Yecheskel. Yecheskel HaNavi was told, quote, Shchav al tzidcha hasmoili, lie on your left side. V'samta esavon beis Yisrael alav, for as many days as there were years that the Ten Shvatim were in sin. It's the lie in that very uncomfortable, painful position, the holy Tzadik Yecheskel, because that's how he is taking upon himself. And it's interesting that that word is not there in the addition here, but it's Shchav al tzidcha hasmoili v'samta esavon beis Yisrael alav. You're going to have upon you all of that which would really deservedly be brought upon the Beis Yisrael, the Ten Shvatim, and you're going to take and bear it for their sake. V'zeh medamel l'shtei paros. That's the comparison to the oxen. Shenoisin ol al haparos shekoicha yofa. He carries the yoke, she carries the yoke for all of us. V'kach kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh lahavi ol when there's something that is incorrect amongst us and in the world, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu al hatovim, then it can at times be that the good people are the ones being brought low, because they can stand up to and can bear the decree and the yoke that's placed upon them for the sake of others. In the footnotes, you see, footnote 90, the Gemara Bava Metzia describes that when Rabbi Elazar was in pain and not well, people didn't die early. The rest of the world benefited. That which was deserving to be pain in the world was borne by Rabbi Elazar. And similarly, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, that when he was suffering, crops didn't fail and rain was aplenty, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we never know how and when it's going to be brought on all of us, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let it be for this man, this tzaddik, to suffer, and he bears that suffering for the sake of his whole generation. We never know why and when, but such a decision can and will be made. And that's the third mashal, where the tzaddik is the one with the nisayon challenged, because Hashem knows he will be able to bear that challenge, and it's going to be a source of forgiveness for those around him. And others around him will not have to suffer the way they otherwise would because of certain chatoim, because of iniquity in his generation and in his time. Harei lecha mevuar inyan hanisayon shehakadosh baruch hu hayamenase es Avraham ba'asoro nisyanos. So that's why Avraham is tested. And it seems that the Maral is saying for all three reasons. First, prominently, so that his righteousness is proven, and so that in din, in justice, by it being just, he will have the distinction of being Av Hamoyin Goyim, the father of Am Yisrael, and his children will become the Am Segula. Second, and that's the kankan, that's the mashal of which of the good strong jugs or pitchers the potter chooses to bang and to show and to prove that he's created a good, worthy jug. The second mashal was of the Pishtoni, who's paddling the flax. And that's because to make something pure, to make a tzaddik even more pure, he's brought to that kind of sense of religiousness and that turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than ever before. And of course, it's only going to be the tzaddik for whom this is going to function, to be mezachik, to purify, and to make him tar. And thirdly, in the case of on which of the oxen do you place the yoke? On the one that's strongest, that can bear the yoke and bear the burden for all of us, for all of the other people in that generation. As we've found, he, in the footnotes, Rav Pardes shows this to us from cases of Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So these are the reasons for Nisyonos. So when Avraham Avinu forges a path on Har HaMoria at the Akedah, we don't just emulate that he stood up and that he was able to meet the challenge. We have to know that we are able to meet the challenge because there's an Avraham Avinu in each of us. Magen Avraham, there's a protective piece of Avraham in each and every one of us, and it's because Avraham Avinu was able to, that we are able to. And because we are the descendants of Avraham, and we are not just his you know, biological descendants, we are his spiritual, true descendants and heirs, and we have the spiritual DNA that says we can be tested for any of or all of these three reasons, and we can meet those challenges and meet those nisyonos. That's what he asked for Avraham Avinu when he prayed, and he said that what happened here, Yeroeh, should be seen again and again and again amongst my descendants. That it shouldn't just be me, but it should be that they will be able to reach great heights and great purity and great tzidkis, proven through the nisyonos, that they will meet successfully when they are challenged.